Let's fucking go.
Welcome to the Safety Third Political Podcast. Today we're going to talk about who we voted for and why. No, we should talk about breakfast. That's what we were talking about a second ago.
You said Brexit.
Brexit. I really don't have a strong opinion about Brexit because it doesn't affect my life. Yeah. Kevin, I made you breakfast this morning, and when Ian earlier asked you to test the audio levels by talking about what you had for breakfast, you couldn't remember.
Was my breakfast that shit? It was grits.
It's spam and eggs.
Yeah, but the grits kind of cancel everything out.
See, I didn't even eat it, and I thought it looked fantastic.
Thank you, Alex.
That's because I've never had spam, though, so I don't actually know what it tastes like.
You haven't had spam?
No.
You should not definitely like get some spam and rice.
Well, next time.
Spam and rice, delicious.
Next time we'll make breakfast.
You could do
Michael appreciate it.
I mean, even grits was okay. Too. Like, the grits replaced the rice.
Grits are, it's like basically chopped up rice. I couldn't tell that it wasn't rice.
It's like corn rice.
It's kind of like weird and soupy, though.
Yeah, that's weird. But like, yeah, I'd rather just go rice. But yeah, you know, spam's
delicious. We'll do rice tomorrow.
Do rice.
Tomorrow we have to leave.
Today
we have to record two more podcasts so we can pay our rent. Actually, I already paid, so we can pay my credit card.
I couldn't remember when he said what the breakfast was because I was on the spot, but once I did remember, I remembered I didn't like it.
Actually, I'm hating it.
Food is very important for you guys right now because you're about to have a bloodbath in the boxing ring.
Yeah. Absolutely covered.
So, isn't that right, Kevin?
Yeah. You're both going to die.
What are the chances that you die?
I think slim. Pretty slim. Yeah. But a non-zero.
What are the chances that you kill somebody?
Also a non-zero.
Do you reckon the chances you get killed or kill someone is higher? Honestly.
I think I get killed is pretty high.
Also, yeah. I realize,
it's higher.
It's like, I'm not fighting, and I could also imagine, like, if I was training a bunch, I probably wouldn't want to talk about killing people.
I feel like everybody in boxing has a story like that, though, right? Like, oh, like your trainer. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, he just casually mentioned it one day. He's like, yeah, I've killed someone.
Dude,
like,
yeah. What? One of the other fighters' trainer killed someone as well.
Yeah.
In the ring. Just
in the ring.
Oh, when was yours?
He just murdered someone outside of domestic argument.
No.
No, apparently he did a fight, like a really heavy spar. Hit that landed heaps of headshots and the ref didn't call it off.
Yeah.
And then a week later, he had a brain aneurysm.
A week? Fuck, yeah. That sucks. So, a week later, because then you don't fucking know. You're not at the hospital or anything.
No.
That blows.
You're sitting there, like, anytime now.
And you just pop. It could happen to any of us right now.
Right at this second.
Any of you guys, too.
We'd catch it on camera, at least. So, like, 2 days, right? So, today is Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
That's the only thing making me not freak out. Is I train a fucking lot. Like, it was like not every day, but like 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Four or five times a week as much as I could.
It feels like it's what I did was like the most, almost the most, like probably 95% of what I could do.
As good as you could. Yeah.
Probably I could have done a little bit more, maybe, but not.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. You pushed it pretty well. Yeah. I think I pushed it all right. I kind of wish I got a couple more sparring in, but there were a couple times when I just like couldn't because of circumstances, random shit. But yeah, I feel like I did as much as I could up to a point.
You guys nervous?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The nerves kind of turned to excitement a couple days ago, though.
Yeah.
So I was happy for that.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah.
So the way I think about it is if the event got canceled, would that suck?
I would be kind of pissed.
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that my thing might be canceled.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
And I was like, because before I knew that it might, like, that it was happening, I was like, oh, maybe it'd be all right if it
Can you say
canceled.
Why?
Maybe I shouldn't say why?
Maybe
what about
not.
Like a light? Like a
okay,
light
actually,
reason?
No, I probably can because he doesn't
maybe
have that.
Maybe a general thing.
Yeah, general.
Yeah, it was something to do with James's eye test results.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he didn't have the thing they thought he had.
Right.
And yeah, I was sad because it's like 6 months of training.
Yeah.
Coming all the way to America to do this. Like, I want to get my head beaten in.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He'd want to like, it's like I'd rather like just do, I just want to do it. Yeah.
And you want to know as well.
I want to know. Yeah, I'd be. Because I don't think I would do it again.
No.
Because the fucking getting hit in the head sucks. I have CTE calluses forming on the back of my skull right now.
Me too.
So, like, I wouldn't want to do it again.
Is that a joke? What does
that mean? Like, I want to know right now.
Is this boxer bro science right now? Like, his boxer told him, you know, like, if you get hit in the head, you get, like, this black flash. But after a couple of times, like, that starts to go away because that part of the brain dies off.
Like, a black flash is sort of like you just cease existing for a second, yeah. Not like a flash.
It's the weirdest lights feeling. Out. Like, it's literally like it goes down and then comes back on like a TV being turned on. But you feel like I'm a simulation. Like,
you remember the really old computer screens where you can click like the degauss button and it goes boom.
Yeah.
That's literally what
it feels like. Is
that
what it feels like?
Yeah, it's like...
like a robot. Are you ever worried you will not come back?
No, I mean, when I'm in that black flash, I don't know. I can't think.
Right, that's a good point.
And
that's
then when I come back,
point,
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm back. Yeah. But if I didn't come back, who would know?
Do you feel like you've lived a good enough life up until this point?
Oh.
I'm okay with it so far.
Yeah, it's been all right, I think.
I think that too.
Yeah, could be worse. Could be worse, surely. Yeah. Been good.
So what are you guys eating? You're trying to not eat.
I'm trying to not eat.
You ordered
three chicken sandwiches. Because I've lost way more weight than I thought I did. Yeah. I weighed myself at the gym just like, I saw Ian weigh himself and I was like, that looks fun. And I'm fucking like, I put on the card that I'm like 135.
Yeah.
And I'm like 121. I lost a fuck ton of weight like doing this boxing shit. And I guess I just never thought to weigh myself again because I thought, you know, the muscle would make up for the, right. I guess not.
Was that like at the end of the training session though?
No, that was at the beginning.
Okay, so you probably lost even probably more lost weight. More,
yeah. Oh my God.
It could be a good thing though because when you're lighter,
it could,
your cardio will be better. You will faster, just be able to zip around the ring. Next to
that's
Fat Graham.
I'm hoping for.
Fat Stacks Graham. Fat Graham, you're going down.
Fat Stacks Graham.
Fat Stacks Graham.
So rich. I'm going to call out the stock market performance this week. Ask him how I did. Ask him how I did.
Ooh, what was worse, Graham? You in the boxing match or you in the stock
your
market?
Your portfolio.
That'll make him so angry. That'll be great.
You're trying to lose weight in like 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you're also uneven, but you're the heavier one, right?
Yeah. But I think we're pretty close now. Pretty close. But I think I was literally 186 before I came to America. Came to America, weighed myself, and I was 196.
How'd that
so
happen?
So in a week, I've gained 10 pounds. I think it's the salt. It's the salt. And my blood pressure was high as well. We did the blood pressure test. So I think my body's just retaining a lot of water.
A fuck ton of water, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that just happens in America. You just wait.
I think.
People just as soon as you cross the border,
you just start. You just put it on here.
We're next to the ocean, too. You might be absorbing salt from the air.
That's true. I have done a lot of swimming as well.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
I drank the water as well. Was that not meant to? The ocean water?
No, it's good. It's full like of electrolytes.
It's full of electrolytes, yeah.
How much did you drink?
A liter or two.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Actually, that'll help you cut, probably.
Yes.
Why did you guys decide to do it? Because I thought about it too. I really.
Oh yeah, right. You were asked. Why? Well, let's start with why you didn't do it.
The head.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just the head.
That's reasonable.
Punch me in the kidneys, but like there's something that scares me.
You ever got punched in the kidney?
I feel like I would remember if I had. So probably not.
That also fucking sucks.
It sucks. Yeah.
Like right in the back, kind of like by your spine.
Oh no, or liver, I guess.
Liver.
What does that feel like?
Bad. I've only taken like one or two good body shots, but they suck. They really fucking.
It's like a winding. When I had it, it's like an extreme winding feeling.
Yeah,
like
you can feel it on the inside. You can feel your insides,
but like kind of all across.
It's like your
there.
Gas tank is permanently lowered.
Yeah.
You just like they're beating your cardio out of you. It's crazy. Yeah.
Weird.
It sucks.
Yeah, fuck.
Because if I had to pick, I would say I'd rather get hit in the body than the head.
I think I would too, but...
But if you had a third choice of not getting hit, you would choose that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the thing that's surprising is you think it'll hurt a lot less. Because if you get hit, like, you know, in like the abs, it's not that bad. But on the side...
They're like going to the side.
Protection.
Yeah. They're like purposely subverting it by going to the side, which is...
Oh, like if you're trying to dodge or something?
Yeah, like because your abs are kind of
there.
So
you want to get hit in the stomach.
I mean, but as opposed to the liver, yeah.
Okay. It's like maybe like you want to get hit in the ribs more. That would be a good place to tank a shot.
I think chest is better than
probably
liver.
Chest, but not on the heart.
Yeah, not on the heart, surely.
Is that like off limits?
It's not off limits. No, they can hit you there.
It's just like it's probably always going to be covered because the guards here. I don't think they hurt the person as much of the three shots. So,
because I really considered it. It felt like a good
reason to work out.
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like it's sometimes hard to commit to something.
Yeah.
Like working out unless you have like an end goal.
Right, right.
And yeah. So this feels like an end goal. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah. It's not like, oh, it's going to be fun. It's like, I'm going to get my ass kicked if I
yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
And yes. That was part of it. It's like, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's that if I commit to it, it's like, it's a full commit. Right. Imagine the anxiety of, oh, I mean, you probably lived it a little bit, but I'm thinking to myself.
Do it if you fucked it and like, well, didn't train as hard.
Yeah, like if you're not training, it's like, oh, every month, like, oh, I didn't go. I missed 2 days this week. Dude, I missed 2 days last week. And now you're starting to think like, Oh no. Like, oh God, I should have done this because I'm not doing it.
I felt a bit like that with the sparring where I was like, I did the first month not sparring. And then I was like, I need to get into this. Like need to get over that feeling and feel comfortable in the ring.
Yeah. I was so fucking bad my first couple sparrings. Yeah, me I mean, I'm still ass, but like, I can like breathe now. Like normally I burn so much like energy just because I'm tense. Yeah. And then like at the second you relax, you're like, 10 times more efficient at burning your at blowing your load.
What's the training like? Like, did you like training from the beginning? Is it kind of more
what
like,
is your training?
Is it a lot of fighting or just like general strength training?
I didn't do any strength training. I think the biggest thing is cardio, and you kind of are doing strength. Like you notice your arms change, your chest changes just from actually just punching a bag.
Yeah. But instead, you're not like, I thought it would be like some weightlifting. None.
No.
It's just like, you want to just like be doing the motion you're going to do. So
you actually just
like,
want to be quick as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just quick.
Yeah.
Quick
I think sometimes if you're like too bulky, like too strong muscles, you're slower.
Oh yeah.
And
okay.
So like, and like all that strength is like kind of like lifting strength.
Yeah.
Like it's like nothing that's going to help you punch. You just have to like be punching.
Yeah.
So just hit the fucking bag a lot.
Just like punch a lot.
Punch a lot, punch the air. Literally fucking shadow boxing like freaks. Yeah.
Literally punching air. The first time I did that.
Dude, I felt like such a nerd.
I just overextended both my elbows and I just couldn't move my arms for like a week. I'm like.
Yeah, I also way overextended the elbow. Because, like, you know, like you're throwing a punch and you're like,
forward or something.
Yeah, so they teach you, like, I see you're like turning your fist.
Yeah,
is
you
that
turn
like the
your
right
fist
way to do it?
Into it. Yeah.
You turn it over. It helps not to overextend a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of locks it in a little bit compared to
that.
Could you, like, notice yourself kind of being faster with punching?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely, like, I'll do, like, at least a full 3 minute round just jabs it's like the really important punch and I can, and it's like it's fucking hurting so many days but then like you get better at it. Like,
is there something to like punching open air versus punching like an object? Because I feel like if you like want to really put everything into a punch, you kind of have to risk your elbow. So I almost feel like you kind of learned when to hold back. Or
definitely you could, like when you're doing shadow boxing punching air, you're not punching like you're punching a bag.
Yeah,
right.
And that's why it sucks when you think you're going to punch someone and they move. And they miss, And then it's like a full punch.
It's like a dry fire.
It's like a dry fire. You feel it in your whole body, like in your elbow.
Sucks.
Like
It's very winding to do a full punch and not hit anything.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think when you're shadow boxing, it's like kind of technique. I'm like thinking about how I like move my like upper body and shit.
Right.
Dude, it's so much shit. I thought it was all your arms. It's fucking your legs and your
everything.
Core and
you
back
like dance around. I see you.
You're a fucking dancer. Yeah,
practicing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about you, but my main defense, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. When is this?
It won't come out, probably. It won't come out.
I mean, it was ideally, it would be the one tomorrow. So
okay. No secrets.
You think he's going to watch it and study?
Make something up.
Yeah, my main defense is just jumping. Just
my main
jump.
Defense
it's
is
just a big jump.
Big
have
jump.
A 7 foot vertical, actually. So. Yeah,
I jump and I turn, so they just punch the backs of my
ass. Punch you right in the ass.
Punch me in the ass. It's great. It gives me more energy.
training's been interesting.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know how you do. I start with like jump rope, then my coach gets like sticks or mitts. So you like punch that and you're like, and then I do like bag and then like a ladder. So it's like footwork and then like abs, push-ups, burpees or something like that.
How does sparring happen? Like when does that get initiated?
Whenever your coach feels it, I guess.
Because you were saying something about them randomizing it because it was making you...
Oh, so I think my coach started to notice that maybe I was feeling a bit anxious about the days when I did have to come in for a spar.
Yeah.
So he just kind of like... didn't really mention that I was doing it. So I just thought I was coming in for a normal training session. He's
like surprise.
There we go, you're sparring.
Yeah, I think that would be the most fun is like the actual sparring.
It is once you get over, because my first spar, I literally ran. I ran away. Like, I actually had it where I turned and was going this way. And then it actually took me like 3 or 4 spars.
Is just that what the ring?
Not to turn my head. Like,
is that what the rope around the arena is for?
to keep you in.
But then once you get over that, like you said, like you're not feeling anxious, it is a bit, it is fun. Like,
because you were like, kind of like jabbing at me the other day, and like the instant you start doing that, like I know you're joking, but I'm like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with that. Like,
I don't know how to defend against this.
Yeah,
at all.
Everything in my brain is just like, go the exact opposite direction that he's throwing those punches.
Like these guys are so hyped up right now, they just kind of walk around the house like,
I definitely am fucking punching.
Like Michael was in the kitchen earlier. Like,
you walk around the corner, Michael sees you, and he's like,
Yeah, that's part of it. Always training, no matter where you are.
Fuck.
Have you guys ever gotten in any fights like in school?
No, not like no. I've seen a lot of fights.
Yeah,
but I never really stepped on anyone's toes. No.
Been in fights where I've never thrown a punch, like in nightclubs and stuff like that.
Like just shoving,
like push fights.
Yeah, I got into one with my friend. I won't say his name. And he was like doing this thing. He's being really obnoxious and going up to guys that were trying to hit on girls. And just dancing next to them and just hitting them with his ass. Just going like this. And we just do that over and again and pretend to flirt with them.
Dude, that's the guy who likes to fight.
Yeah, and then we got to like, we were at this bar in like Sydney, and then like 4 guys wanted to fight us, but like they were really small. And we just kind of like, him and me just put our arms out, and they were just kind of like hitting our arms. And then they got kicked out by security.
That's good. That's a good defense.
It was a good fight. Does that count as a fight?
Fuck, that's your defense.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Long
arm.
Long arm.
It's like that cartoon meme where they like hold the face. And
Dude, that's a thing. Like sometimes you can just put your arm out in front of their face. Yeah. And you can block their vision and then like do whatever off of it. It's fucking weird.
It's annoying when it happens.
Dude, oh yeah. My coach fucking, like when I spar my coach, he does this. I hate it because he's like, he like fucking lulls your attention and then smacks you in the fucking face. Yeah.
Like they're
it's
with
such
you.
A smart thing to do. Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's how we catch lizards too. I'm like, oh, look over here.
It literally is appealing to my lizard brain. I'm like, fuck, what's going to happen?
It is. It's kind of like almost this move where you go like,
yo, boop, boop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It works.
Dude, yeah. He's like, he's going to hit me with that hand. No, he's going to hit me with the other hand, but then he's making me think that it's... And then you just fucking...
Is that a move, punching with both hands at the same time?
I've seen it. Really? I've seen it happen, yeah. There's this one guy that does this thing called like drunken boxing. And he's like... He does it where he, like, he always looks like he's falling over and he's drunk, but he's really good at boxing. And he's done a double-handed one.
Ooh. That's hilarious.
And it looks like it actually works because it's a lot of force.
Yeah. It's kind of just stopping power.
Yeah, literally.
That's funny as fuck.
How would you say that you're, like the idea of getting in a fight from before training for 6 months or however long? How long you trained for? But maybe
not 6 months. I've been going since, like, the beginning of this year. So
okay,
for like three or four months.
So like if you had to get in a fight at the beginning of the training and a fight now, like an act, like a bar fight or something.
Yeah. I think I was probably more confident before.
Now you'd be less
but
confident.
Now well, it's like one where you know what's happening now and you know like how far ahead some people can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think before I was like, I would just put all my power into one punch and kill them, obviously.
I have watched anime.
Yeah, I would just hit them real hard and they'd fall. And then now it's like, oh my God, some people can just move like fucking butter around you. It's crazy. Yeah.
Man.
They'll slip.
It makes me definitely not want to get into a fight.
Yeah.
And especially... I don't even want to hit someone even more now where I'm like, it's just not, it's not good.
It's not
like
pleasurable.
We do it with head protection and gloves and that still makes your brain hit the back of your skull.
Yeah, well, not for this fight. No head protection for this one.
Oh,
this is going to be a good one. Cock protection.
You think that's better or worse? It's definitely worse, right? Because you're going to be a little bit panicked,
right? I saw some kind of study about like it having the same level of brain injury for both. Like this, it's like, very similar. So the head protection doesn't help.
Why are you reading studies like that?
I don't know. I can't really read too good anymore either, so I don't know.
I just look through the pictures and the graphs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've never gotten hit without the headgear. Have you?
No, neither.
Never, no.
It's going to fuck our noses. It's going
to
stop
Yeah,
our
I think
noses.
It's really going to hurt. Yeah. So I'll be trying to do that to them, obviously.
For some reason, when I said yes to this, I just thought, I had the idea that I'm just not going to get hit somehow.
Same.
I thought, dude, maybe you can get so good you never get hit. It never happens.
I'm so dumb. Yeah, no. It's like you get hit like at least a couple times a round.
Oh, 100%.
And you're doing a bunch of rounds.
Yeah.
It's like even if your defense is great, you still get fucking smacked. And my defense is not great. You know, like we're just like starting out. So I get smacked around all the time. I was also in my fucking anime head. I was like, I just won't get hit.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Just, yeah, good.
Dumb idiot.
Just dodge, you know?
Don't get hit and punch really hard and kill them.
That's it.
We were watching some of the like all the sparring clips from you and Ian.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because I described it as like, if you ever see like a League of Legends or some game that like I don't play, you see a gameplay where people are like, oh my god, like the craziest clip of this game, and you watch it and you're like, I have no idea why this
is crazy. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then you start boxing and you start like learning things, and then you can watch a boxing match
and you're like, wow, that's
like,
cool.
Wow. And then everyone else is like, I don't really understand.
Yeah.
So like you guys were complaining about stuff where it's like, oh, I felt like I wasn't hitting them. And to me, it was like, kind of looks like you're hitting them and then they're hitting you, and it's like back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Sometimes you're like hitting their arm, like their guard, and it's like, that's not doing anything to them, but you're landing a hit on their arms, and it's like, yeah.
That does add up over time.
I don't even know if you score on those.
I don't think you score.
Yeah, yes. You need to like hit their head or their body.
Yeah.
So boxing's like, it's a technical kind of fight, like with a point system. It's not just like who wins, who gets the most beat up. It's kind of like...
Oh yeah, it's scored by judges. It's like they count exactly how many punches you land.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide the winner at the end. Or you die. And the other guy is
Or it's very obvious.
Or it is extremely obvious to
everyone.
Yeah,
it's like a knockout, right?
A dual knockout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that ever happened before?
In MMA, dual knockout. Happened. It looks fucking crazy. I think it happened like once in Thailand
Seen. They both just kind of...
I think it was like that. I think one guy was throwing an elbow and the other guy was throwing a punch and they just fucking both knocked out.
What are the rules? Are there like no-nos? Like no elbows?
No elbows.
And there's actually like there is a rule where it's no... it was something that I thought you were allowed to do.
Shots. Yeah,
no
cock shots.
You're not allowed to hit with... Like this?
Oh, no hammer? No, like hammer?
No
fist.
Slaps?
Yeah, no down, no up. Like you always has to be this part
so you
of
have
your
to
fist.
Do
this,
like if you want
to, yeah,
like kind of a flush shot.
I thought maybe you could do a thing like where you miss and then you drag a hand across.
Oh,
yeah. You're not allowed to do that. No,
not allowed to. It's some interesting stuff.
But it's very funny with the rules that it's like. You have to wear a groin protector. So you have to protect your balls.
But
you can't protect
your
brain.
Is fine. Your brain's fair game.
And it's just so...
Yeah, that's like...
Insane.
When we went to Walmart to get your eyes done, because you had to get your eyes...
Yeah,
blood.
Eyes and blood, yeah.
What are they looking for? You know?
AIDS. Not HIV, just full-blown AIDS.
Right.
And Hep C, Hep something.
All the Heps. Are,
all the every Hep.
Every Hep.
You didn't have either of those?
I don't know. I actually haven't gotten the results back, so totally good.
Yeah, she didn't tell me. She just said all clear. So she,
like,
all
right.
All good.
And then when you get the eyes, like, we got to go with you. They let us into the office.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to get signed off.
Yeah.
By a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're going on a field trip.
Right. And it's like, you are safe to do something that is very bad.
Yeah.
Super dangerous.
Like they're giving you the okay essentially to do something that you shouldn't do.
It's like a doctor giving someone permission to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
They're like, yep, good, you look healthy before you jumped off that bridge.
And then it's like,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I don't, like you're going to break your legs when you hit the ground.
Yes, sir. I think it's just a percentage thing. It's like you will maybe get your eye disconnected from your brain versus like you will almost definitely get your eye disconnected from your brain.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Which would have happened in sparring anyway. It's a technicality.
Yeah, it would have happened already.
Yeah, surely would have happened.
What's the difference between sparring and the actual match?
It depends on how hard you're sparring. Okay. I get in sparring, it's like, I think if you're winning, you are not going to try and finish them. And if they're winning, they will not try and finish you. Okay. They'll try and like work with you, hopefully.
Yeah, right. So you try to match each other, kind of?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're better, you'd be an asshole if you beat the shit out of them.
Right.
You know, like, you know, you're still going to punch them and shit, but... I don't know. I've never been the person who's better in sparring, so couldn't fucking tell you.
Interesting.
Yeah, so who knows?
How long have people been doing this that you sparred against? Like years?
Years. Oh, what, like since they were kids. Actually, every single person I've sparred since childhood.
Well, that's why you're not winning then. Because
well, yeah, early childhood. So I don't know like where
I'm at
sometimes.
Have you not sparred anyone that's done it the same amount of time as you?
No. How many fucking people are like as tall and same weight class as me who are just starting out? It's weird,
you're like,
right?
You're like in middle school taking college classes. And then all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in middle school. And you're going to
I mean, that could be... Could be really good. That could be really good.
Like you're prepared for the actual literal work.
Yeah, maybe it is good. Yeah. Some really good people I've sparred. My coach is like fucking Golden Gloves of California. He's like the best in the state. Almost went to the Olympics. Apparently got scammed on his Olympic fight.
Well. That's what they all say though.
But, I don't know. He's pretty fucking great. He's
fucking
sick.
He's not good. I don't want to say your boxer. Coach is going to be here.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Wow, he's got some hands.
Is he coming?
Yeah, nice. Definitely. I mean, he's training three of the people.
Oh, really?
It's me, the person he's fighting, and Hundar.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's got a lot of
Michael won't tell me his secrets as well. I was trying to
James's
press
James' secrets?
Yeah.
Well, then I'd have to tell him your secrets.
You don't know my secrets.
You know?
I'm not good at jumping.
We sparred. Come on. I know your secrets.
You know my secrets.
What is it? Just eating a bunch of punches?
It works. That's in your mouth.
And just blasting their stomach.
Do the gloves make a difference? Like, because I heard you say, oh, we're only using one pound gloves.
16 ounce.
So does it like make the punches worse or better if you get punched? Because it's more weight. But it also might be more padding.
The more padding would be less damage.
Yeah. Because I think your knuckles are the thing that does the damage. Like when you're directly behind the knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
So it just spreads it out.
It's like bone-on-bone contact would be the worst. So like the lower... Also, your hands are going faster when it's like lower weight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So part of it is slowing your hands down?
Yeah.
They definitely do. Like 16's weighing me down a lot.
Like when you shadow box, you're like, whoa,
dude, I'm like, I'm so fast. Yeah, when I put the gloves on,
you're like, ugh.
I'll like throw 8 punches and I'm like, I am fucking tired now.
I envy you guys, but I also like
do not envy.
Also, don't envy. Yeah. It's a very mixed feeling because I've never gotten in any sort of like actual fight.
In my
entire life. Like I can think of a couple like times and maybe, you know, just maybe middle school or like high school where you're kind of like roughhousing a little bit, but never any like I'm so averse like conflict
to a
averse
combat thing.
Anything where it's bodily harm.
That's
I'll
reasonable.
Take the L and just leave. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah, that's smart though. That is how you should do. Like, you shouldn't, if you train a combat sport, 99% of the time you can run away.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into a fight.
Yeah,
it's just irresponsible.
It's
really,
some
like.
Just in case bullshit. This the boxing training actually unlocked a memory of me sparring one of my friends in like middle school. We like put on boxing gloves. And it unlocked this fucked memory. I remember because like...
I killed him.
That's why I was repressed. Now we were like sparring from this girl. And I was like losing for the first couple of rounds. And then the round I started beating his ass, he fucking kicked me in the chest.
No.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? What are you doing? Yeah, he was like, I don't know. It's just reflex. I was like, shut the fuck, you fucking idiot. Yeah.
That's
I was
awful.
Pissed.
Watch Graham do that.
I know. He's going to hear this and he's going to be like, fuck.
What would happen in that case? They would just
I think you're DQ'd, right?
Yeah.
And the ref would just go over and tackle you or something?
Well, there was the fight. There was the boxing
headbutt.
Match in UK.
The headbutt?
In the UK, and a guy literally grabbed the other guy and just went...
Yeah, you see that?
Full on head.
It was like a YouTuber thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
A guy fucking headbutted the other guy.
And security did nothing. And they
really?
Just, yeah, they just kind of treated him like normal and then just like politely told him to leave.
Told him to leave? Yeah, because you lose.
That's
horrible. When you're just out.
Horrible.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules, but I can surmise.
Must, yeah.
I can surmise. Yeah, you just lose.
Like, I would not want to go back in with somebody who
was willing to headbutt. Like
No, I don't think anyone in this event is psycho.
Yeah.
So
I think everyone's
good.
Had enough like practice.
And they seem like they're all actually on good terms. Like it's kind of funny because we're all chatting to each other, or a lot of the people are chatting to each other. And like, we're going to beat each other up. It's just...
I kind of have this feeling that it's almost like this part of you takes over. That's like not really you. It's just very kind of like you're so hyper focused.
Some lizard shit.
Yeah, that you're not really even thinking about the other person. It's just almost like becomes another meat bag that's like attacking you that you have to defend yourself.
I guess
from.
We'll see. I got to piss real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll bring
I feel
the
like
cameras,
you kind
follow
of
me.
Go like feral.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you
yeah, like
do.
Buck wild. Like you're like, you become an animal.
Yeah. for me, it's when I first get properly hit by them. It's like when that first happened to me, it was like I got the flight response. Yeah. But now when it happens to me, I get the fight response. It makes me a bit angry. Right. I'm not usually angry. So then I'm like, now I want to fucking get this guy.
Yeah.
That's kind of good. I feel like that's definitely
it's
the right
place
to be.
It's what you want when you're boxing. Like, definitely. If you feel like the feeling like you're running away, it's like, it's the longest 2 minutes of your life. Like,
if this happens again next year, I would seriously consider doing it. But like the only way that I'll be able to convince myself to do it is to just start training.
Yep. See how it
and
feels.
And then get an idea of, do I actually want to?
Yeah.
Because I am so adverse. Like everything in me is like, absolutely not. No way.
Yep.
No way.
Yep. It is strange because at the bottom of it's like, I think you have to be a bit stupid to do it. Like, because there's, like, if you get brain damage, it is the rest of your life that you have to pay for it.
Right.
So it's like a bit of like, you have to be a bit like, I like adventure sports. And if it seems like one of those things, I'm like, yeah, like it's worth the risk, but it is a risk.
Where does it come from? Just like one hit, two hits, 100 hits.
I mean, I think most of the time the studies has been that it's shown that repetitive hits without time for the brain to heal.
That gives you brain damage.
Brain damage.
That's why football players get it, right?
Yeah.
They're wearing helmets and shit.
Yeah.
They still
just
get
your head bouncing around.
You're your noggin bouncing around.
Yeah.
All right. Shaking. Yeah. Like, I do not like feeling dizzy after sparring.
No.
That makes me feel bad. I'm like something is not every time, but every time you get hit with some like crack flush shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you're just dizzy after.
What was the first spar like?
Mine was bad. I didn't turn tail. I did not run away, but also the guy, my coach, who was sparring, was probably nicer than the person you were sparring. So
my guy wasn't that bad, but it's just even one shot to the face. I'd never been hit in the face before.
The first punch, I think I almost cried. I think like it, not because I was like sad, but it was just like it was just like so much emotion.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. It just was like I've never been hit in the face in recent memory.
Yeah. Weird feeling.
Yeah, it's a very like just extremely emotional. I wasn't sad or mad or anything. Yeah. It just
confusing almost maybe.
Almost. It was just like a welling of emotion. Yeah. It was interesting. Every time after that's been fine though, like getting hit in the head.
So the initial Dane Bramage kind of like calms
go all the way
all the next hits.
It's probably more of a realization too. Or like at least a part of it is like, wow, this is going to happen to me a lot over the next few months. So like,
yeah, that was actually a big part for me was not completely realizing how he hit me. I was almost like, well, I thought he was here, but then he did this. He did a thing like he kind of fainted down and then just came up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, whoa. What?
How do you do that? Dude, there was one time when I thought my coach fucking teleported. It was crazy. He was so fast.
It was a black flash, maybe? Like, he hit you once, dude. And all of a sudden he was like, over
he was
here.
Someone else. It was crazy.
All of a sudden he was a doctor and I was lying down in bed.
And I was like, how did he do this?
And he had a bunch of flowers? Like, the greatest magic trick I've ever seen.
Dude, he was so fast. It's always fun to see what different sparring partners have.
Yeah.
I feel like I fought someone who's like extremely good defensive, someone who's like really slick and fast, and then my coach is just like good all around.
Everything.
So it's good to get different looks.
Yeah, God. Definitely.
Have you ever gotten a fight? I feel like Kevin's gotten in a fight.
I've gotten punched a couple times.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do know.
I've seen the Black Flash before.
Whoa. Have you actually seen the Black Flash?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
One time, this was like sixth grade. I had some bully on a bus. Like we weren't like in classes together. He would just pick on me on the bus. And I was telling my dad, he's mean. No, this guy was just kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And my dad said to say like, oh, next time he says something, you tell him like, well, at least I'm not ugly or something like that.
Your dad's a Reddit commenter.
So I said
this to the guy. Good luck, son. Comes you out there.
And the guy just like, he said something to me. I said, well, at least I'm not ugly. He just like punches me right in the face.
And you're like, Dad, hello.
Oh,
your dad
God.
Probably was like laughing to your mom when you left. He's like, yep.
That kid's going to get fucked.
Did you tell your dad?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Now he knows.
That's the worst, like a bone-on-bone contact to the head.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He hit you in the cheek?
We were like in sixth grade, so it wasn't, I don't think there's that much power behind it. But the other time I got punched, it was like, it was in high school. And I was kind of like, you know, there's this kid in my neighborhood I didn't like, and we kind of had this fort behind his house. And for some reason, he just like, he didn't like it. You know, it was in the woods behind his house.
Yeah.
We like made some slow, like tree fort shit. And he was like, you're not allowed to be behind my house. And we're like, shut up. and he's, we're like, what are you going to do? And he just like straight up just punched me right in the face. You know?
Holy
and
shit.
I don't remember getting hit, but I remember like falling back. But somehow I also grabbed him, and I don't remember that. And I like landed on top of him. And I think it was like the thing where you're talking about is you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like
things happen.
You just start fighting.
Monkey brain together.
Yeah. But lizard shit.
Yeah, it was really so lizard shit. Good.
I was in another fight where I didn't throw any punches, but my mate for some reason was being a dick to some guys, and he was just like, oh, they're talking crap about me. And we were like, no, they're not. And we were trying to stop him.
Yeah.
Then they heard him, and one of them runs up. It starts hitting him really lightly in the face. The guy was like little, but then the other guy had a meat pie, like a hot meat pie, and he just throws it and it hits him all down. Oh, and he's just covered in like burns. Steaming hot meat
pie. Oh my God.
Some second degree on the neck. Ow. Fuck.
So did he win the fight?
I don't know. Who do you reckon won that fight?
He lost his meat pie.
We lost. We ran away. Me and Alexa ran away, and we left the other guy there.
I feel like that might be the real win.
Yeah, Woods not getting hit was the win.
You guys won, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Would you do this whole thing again? I mean, you haven't finished
it. We haven't done it yet. Ask us in 3 days.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So you don't have any strong opinions about that right now?
I won't do it a second time, but like, would I do it again?
You keep training? No.
Maybe I'll keep training. It's good fitness. Yeah. I'd like to keep the exercising bit, like, I get up and I run.
Tell me about that. You're running. What's the jump rope do? How long do you do that? Or is it all cardio?
I don't know. I jump rope to get warmed up. Like 3 minutes, 3 rounds, get warmed up. So usually I'll like go to the gym, get a run in before my coach comes. He comes to my house, which is fucking sick.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's amazing.
Premium package.
Yeah. Fucking amazing. And after the run, I'll do like jump rope, fucking pads, sticks, hit the bag for 3 rounds.
Does he bring all the crap with him?
Or? He does, yeah. Nah. Well, I have a bag at my house.
Okay.
That's like the only thing I got put up because it's massive. And then I just do a bunch of bullshit, train, and then we're done for the day.
Nice.
That's not so bad.
Couple hours, 2 hours?
Yeah, like a couple hours, two and a half. Like by the time it's all done, it's a pretty big chunk of the day.
How much were you working out before starting this?
None. Yeah. I don't think I was working out at all. Because, Yeah. I started running like a month before starting training though.
Did that help,
just to get the cardio it helps a lot for sure. I just knew that, you know, boxing, you probably had to.
Did you almost sort of not want to, like, after kind of starting training, you said at any point you're like, screw this, I'm out?
No, my eyes just kind of glazed over and I did it every morning. Sometimes I just teleport to the treadmill at the Y and be done.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. It was easy, it was fast.
Yeah, but yeah.
Did I not want to stop at any point?
Yeah.
Well, not from myself, but the people around me. Like, my family was very against it.
Oh, really?
And my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I have not told my family.
Are you serious, Michael?
I told my girlfriend.
What about your mom and dad?
No. Well, we don't talk like all this.
Send them a link in the paper you got.
Yeah, send a paper.
Because my mom wanted to watch it, and I was like, no.
Dude, even if I'm winning,
you're going to be crying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah,
she's like, you'll be careful, like, you won't get hit in the head, right? I'm like,
no, of course not. Yeah. I went with just don't tell him, so.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That is really funny. A
couple different strategies we got going on.
Yeah.
I feel like there's got to be someone in their social circle or somebody that they know that knows.
Maybe. I don't know.
You haven't heard anything from them?
Nope, not a thing.
God.
I called my mom on Mother's Day too, so like, she didn't say anything.
Maybe they just like, and if they did hear about it, it was kind of, they like, oh, he's doing like some little boxing match.
Yeah,
he's doing another YouTube thing.
That's kind of like what I thought it was at first. I didn't realize how official this.
That's kind of what I thought
too.
Yeah, I think the like what made it official is seeing how much Ian was doing it.
Yeah,
I definitely didn't take it as seriously until Ian was like, I'm doing it fucking 6 times a week. I'm eating chicken and brown rice every day. I want to kill myself.
Oh my God, dude. He's like, he was over here the other day and he was complaining about like how much he has to eat. And he literally has to always be full is what he was saying. Like he has to just like force food down his throat. Like he can't. Because I know like Kevin, like you can't gain weight.
No. I mean, I don't really try like he is though. I mean, it's work
to
gain weight.
Forcing himself.
It's uncomfortable to like eat as much as, like, if I had to gain weight, I would be uncomfortable and just, I wouldn't like to do it.
Yeah.
It's hard. And it's the same for Ian, but he's changed so much. He's like,
he's way yoked.
Yeah. He's puffed up. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got like these muscles. Yeah. He's got like,
I would not want to get in a tussle with Ian.
No.
Well, I got in a tussle with him and it hurt.
Oh, yeah.
It hurt. How's the stomach? Yeah. It was like, I mean, I don't want to reveal his what he's good at. But
he's good at hitting you.
He's good at hitting me.
He's good at punching.
He's got a good fist.
Any, like, jump punches?
He didn't do a jump punch. He did more of a spin punch. You know,
yeah,
a
little 360 kind of thing. Yeah,
build up that momentum.
How much are you punching them and how much are you connecting with them? Like, what percentage of those punches are actually connected?
I would say for me, it's like 1 out of 5 shots I throw will be a one where I'm like, oh, that connected. If I'm jabbing.
But everything else is either missing or deflecting.
No, it's not usually, it doesn't miss that much. It usually just hits a guard, at least for me.
Yeah. Hitting the guard is less effective than you think. Even though you're hitting them, it's like it's frustrating to like just be hitting their gloves.
You're sort of wasting energy.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, and you should keep up even though you're hitting the guard because you want to keep them like in back or whatever. But it sucks to like, if you're trying to go in, but they have really tight defense, it fucking blows.
How do you see if you're trying to block your face at the same time?
Huh?
So are you sort of kind of like just sort of like peeking through almost?
Yeah, it's like
a kind of have like my eyes like right there. Kind of,
put it off.
Can do one of those.
Move.
Yeah.
Some like medieval knight armor sort of
thing. Moving it to the side, yeah.
Some people do it really tight.
Dude, yeah.
Almost like that. Just like
this. The shit.
Then your body shots is like... wrap your head in
a rock. Oh, God. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm a little nervous. Well. But
I feel like you guys have it like almost the best position. No, not the best, but you know, it's great because you know us and you're like, you've been here for a lot of the lead up and now you get to see it.
Yeah.
Be there with all the people. Like,
I definitely, like, I don't like seeing people fight.
Yeah.
But I also know it's like everyone's been working really hard.
Yeah.
And I think like the way I'm like kind of convincing myself that it's a good thing. Well, I mean, not like a good thing, but like, is the fact that you are training for it, and so you are prepared.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going into some street fight where someone's going to crack a glass bottle open and stab you. It's like you're aware of how to protect yourself. Mm. You're aware of how, like, what, you know, what to prepare for and how to, like, make sure you can counter it. And you're going to get hit, but it's probably not going to be
death
that bad, probably.
Yeah. Ian did a good job of making sure, like, everyone was kind of keeping up with it because he was worried for death. Obviously, I wouldn't want someone to get shit on at my event and just
fold.
That would
suck. You put that in your like your bio on YouTube.
Folder.
But it's like, and we've all had the same opportunity to do it, which made it's like reassuring because when you spar someone that's had like 2 years experience, you're like, okay, I can feel their experience or 4 years experience. But we've all been doing it for like, I think we found out the end of last year, so we've had like all 5-6 months.
Got
to do
him.
It.
He's so quick.
That was quick.
Nah.
Was that your boxing experience?
Yeah. That was my
trying to gain weight?
Fucking right hand, Graham. Huh?
That's protein.
I'm trying to gain weight, yeah. Pepsi.
How? This is going to be a really stupid question. How similar is it to like video games? Like with the sort of reaction speeds and stuff like that.
A lot of the countering for me from Smash Brothers was actually kind of...
Because you're really good at Smash Brothers.
Because like, it was like... Well, good enough to like know the concepts and like it was good for parrying. The idea of parrying where like you can block their jab a little bit by kind of like catching it with your hand and then just blasting them with the jab. So the idea of like acting quickly after a block is like is a concept in Smash Bros.
Right.
Where it's like you act quickly after getting hit on shield because they're in stun.
Right.
Yeah. And it fucking is in real life too, I guess.
Yeah. So you're just like really, really quickly trying to like analyze the entire situation.
You're trying to like catch and shoot really fast.
Like, time
so it's
everything.
Like normally when you get punched at, you fucking like, you just want to back up even if you block it.
Right. You have to commit.
A quick hit back is like really important. It's kind of unintuitive to do.
Right.
Yeah. So that concept,
because it probably puts you out in the open, but it's okay because you've already
they already got one hand out. So it's like they ain't got guard
unless
up.
Unless you're the double punch guy.
Unless you're a double puncher, yeah.
Right.
It's really funny spotting those opportunities because that to me feels like the video game where it's like press X now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so they'll do a thing like you punch. And then when they go to punch and they miss and they're staring at you.
Dude, and it's like a...
Okay. Yeah!
Yeah, there it is. Like, there's the like, yeah, it's like... like that bit, and learning to do that, because that even takes a bit of, that took confidence for me to even see the opportunity and go for it.
Can we pick up the snake hat?
Oh yeah.
Ian, what are we at?
We can go. Let me get 45? Nigel. Let's get Nigel in here.
Are we hot swapping?
Kevin.
Hot swapping?
You want to hot swap Nigel? We need.
You want to wait? Alan, can you
I'll
wait
be
10
leading
minutes?
In like 5 minutes.
Could you wait? Well, this is going to end in like 5 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Can I go pee?
Yeah, well, okay.
Definitely got to go pee.
Go pee pee.
Yeah, my blood is so full. I'm supposed to drink so much water to keep the weight.
Yeah.
It's like. Just don't want to. Yeah,
your so penis.
Where's it going?
Rubber band, or like a chip clip, chip bag.
Oh yeah. I just tie the knot.
Yeah. Oh, that's impressive. What are you guys wearing?
Well, I'm going for like, because I'm hoping everyone is doing, you know, really kind of expensive getup. Yeah. I just wanted to look like I'm homeless.
Did they give you any guidance at all?
No.
No, they said like you have to have like a cock guard.
Okay. Yeah.
And shorts, and that I think shorts. That's the only mandatory thing. Yeah.
So like, wear your shirts allowed, or you?
I think you can. I think I'll do it shirtless. But what?
I think we have to be shirtless.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I was gonna do it because it's probably like better for just not having a shirt on and being sweaty and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But other than that, yeah, I think it's pretty open. So, what was your plan to come out?
Mine was just to almost look like I do in all my videos. So, I really, really wanted to not wear shoes. I asked them so many times. Oh. And because I know, you know, UFC, MMA, you don't have to wear shoes.
Yeah, right.
But apparently, it's a legal requirement.
Damn.
Closed-toed shoes?
Yeah, closed-toed shoes.
Like specific boxing shoes.
What if you paint? Can you paint them?
Paint my shoes
to look like feet?
That would be good. Well, it's too late now, but maybe we could do it now.
No, like spray paint them. Acrylic. We have acrylic paint. We could probably paint them.
Do a convincing job? Probably from a distance.
Even if you just make
from
them skin tone.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty good.
That'd be Let's good. Do skin that. Tone and Sharpie for the toes?
Yeah. I like that. Let's do it.
You want to do
Let's
it?
Let's do it. Yeah. Feet shoes. I'm wearing.
That's a good compromise. I like that.
So you want to look out? You want to look kind of haggard?
Yeah, I'm wearing my exact shorts that I wear from my videos, which are covered in oil and have holes in them.
And you're going to fight in them?
Fight in them.
Let's go.
And then just be dirty, you know, smell like petrol, smell like a garage. That's my plan. So when he gets close, he's like, oh, this guy's been tinkering
fuck?
With stuff.
Are you letting him cover
yourself? Might put vodka in my hair just to like throw him off.
Just so he whiffs it and gets slightly inebriated.
Slightly drunk, yeah.
Put chloroform in your hair and like get that thing whipped.
Well, we were saying earlier, like, is it illegal to put like a little bit of chili or pepper spray on your glove? So when you're like, just a little bit, so they don't know why they're crying, but they're like,
they're just like, oh, you must be really emotional.
That would be bad.
That would be so fucked.
Biological weapons in
boxing. Yeah.
Has anyone ever done anything like you'd probably get like kicked out of the league if you did something like that?
Yeah, I think usually it's just putting plaster. Like, you put like a brick in your fucking glove.
Really?
Dude, there's a couple like pro fighters who are still fighting, which is crazy. What is the guy's name?
I don't remember. I've heard of it.
Something. Yeah. There's one guy who like got caught with fucking plaster in his wraps and killed the dude.
Really?
I think there was a dude who killed the guy or like beat him up so bad he couldn't box anymore. And then he's still fighting. God. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's like they put like crunchy
it's plaster of Paris on the wraps
and then it just reacts with
so it hardens your fist.
Oh my god, that's evil.
It's plaster
but so that would ruin your hands because it gets hot.
Maybe
it's probably such a small amount so you can't notice it.
It's pretty fucked.
Is this like inside the boxing glove though?
I don't like you're swinging bricks and like
I don't see how that would make
it. And it happens more than like.
It's just a harder, maybe.
Not more than you think, but like often enough to be like, what the fuck? Who's doing? How are you doing that?
That's messed.
It's like in baseball when they kind of do like the corked bat. You know?
Oh, yeah. Just like sticky cum on the ball, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got like a special.
To like help him like do like curveballs and stuff like that.
There's a whole thing about like how spin rate on baseball went like way up because they were having sticky like substance. And like certain teams have different recipes that are better or worse than the other teams. It's really interesting.
Dude, that would work with boxing because I know that boxers do a thing where like they like to be
don't
shaved
Vaseline
head and
their
Vaseline
face?
On your face.
So so the punches slide off you.
So if we have sticky gloves.
That's a good,
no matter where like, you punch their head.
Rat
forward.
Trap gloves.
You're just like there you dragging go. Them with.
It's like one of those balloons where you're like boom, 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 boom.
He is an incredible
just
striker.
Shake them to death like a baby.
14,000 punches in 30 seconds.
Wait, can you cover yourself in Vaseline?
There's actually like a legal limit to like how much you can have on, right?
How many gallons of Vaseline?
Yeah.
You don't want someone dunking their whole body in Vaseline.
I tried to do it while sparring once, put it on my own face, put it here, and then just sweat it. It all went in my eyes.
Ryan,
I just couldn't
blind,
see.
Right? Yeah.
So you need a professional to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Vaseline you up. Yeah. Such a weird thing.
If someone had asked me, or I guess they asked, if I had to guess a year ago if you guys would be doing this, I definitely would have guessed no, especially you.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there's no way I could have seen you doing this.
Look, man, it's happening.
Yeah, don't talk him out now. Come on. He's got this.
No, I'm just saying that I'm, like, seriously impressed.
Look, man, it was like when Ian asked me, I was, like, thinking no. Of course not. Why would I want to get punched? But then I was like fucking in sixth grade. And I was like looking at YouTube and I was like, well, I got this video. I was like, fuck, he's asking me to do a boxing match. Yeah. And I just like blurted out, yes. I was like, it's too surreal of a moment for you to say no.
That's weird. He kind of mentioned it to me like in passing, like, you know, I think I was at your place and he's like, yeah, I'm doing a boxing match. Like,
oh, he was selling it to everyone.
He's like, who would you fight? And I'm like, oh, that sounds fun, you know. Good luck.
Have fun with that.
I really did consider it though. I just thought
you did, right?
What a good excuse it would be to get in really good shape.
To exercise,
Yeah, imagine how buff you would be right now, Will. If you were boxing in 3 days.
Who do you think Will would fight? Like, who'd be a
That's
good...
what I was wondering.
I asked Will if he wanted to fight. Said
that would be
you're too tall.
I'm probably too tall.
How much you weigh in pounds?
I'm like 190 now.
I'm like fucking Michael Phelps. It sucks. You got this lanky ass build.
We probably could. Your arms are a little bit too long though.
Yeah.
I think I could fight the Hacksmith. He might be about my size.
Ooh. Yo, that would be a great fight.
Yes, I like that.
I would also love to see that.
He's kind of strong though. Like, he's been to my house before.
Yeah,
and he was like
buff,
deceptively
right?
strong looking.
I reckon he seems tame, but you've been in real fights. You know what it's like to be punched. You're from Florida.
It's a little experience.
Oh, his hand's destroyed though, right?
Oh yeah, he's got like a metal plate in his hand now. That's not fair.
That'll hurt
like
you more.
I feel like that's worse for him.
Okay. Nah. Yeah. That's not crazy.
You can just hear it. Like, oi.
You could fight Alex Ernst.
No.
Sure? Because Alex Ernst is fighting someone who is like shorter than you.
Yeah, but way bigger. Ryan McGee. Is he shorter than me?
I think
he's
so.
He's shorter than you, yeah.
Alex is like, he's like one of those kids, like that
he's
kid from
like
school.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it's like you don't want to get punched with him, by him, and he doesn't work out, he doesn't do anything. It's like, he's still scary. Now imagine he's been training.
Yeah. Who's he fight? Ryan McGee. Fucking, yeah. Alex is a scary guy. Maybe he could fight AB.
Yeah.
AB, the guy.
Yeah, we met him in real life.
Yeah, the guy who Hundar is fighting. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe next year.
I see every time I see somebody that's like the same size as me, I just feel like they're huge.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I get that same feeling.
Yeah,
like,
me
I'm
too.
Like, if I see a 6 foot four person, I'm like,
same for real.
That 14-year-old, oh, they're big. Oh,
dude. Some of them are fucking big.
Some of them are big.
Damn kids these days. What sport would you do next?
Oh, fucking esports. Fucking video games. Transitioning. Yeah, it's a real man sport.
What about you if you had to choose one?
Did I do tennis, actually?
Tennis?
That'd be fun.
I don't know. I would maybe just get back into rock climbing because I stopped that.
Oh, like, I did. I like rock climbing. That's just
fun. Yeah. But I was like, it's just rock climbing just fucks your hands up. I was just like, no, I can't risk it while boxing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Do you exercise much, Kevin?
No. I know the answer to that one.
I defer to my counsel.
Absolutely not. Hey, I don't have time for that. I got memes to look at and videos to not make. I don't know. I used to run in high school. And
I'm out of here, boys.
I used to run. So, Eric!
Oh,
we're talking about the fight.
Todd.
Why don't you jump in and take my place?
Yeah.
Are you excited? You look kind of yoked.
That's crazy.
Really?
I've been doing the exact opposite thing.
How much are you supposed to lose weight?
Nah. I'm over 200, so it doesn't matter.
Fuck.
I can get even bigger if I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, there's no like upper limit. It's like at a certain point you just fight at any weight, which is fucking crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, oh, right. Dude, I was looking forward to that fight. Fuck.
We should just wrap this one up and make
our. All right.
All right, sorry to
Oh no.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, that was fun. I'm very excited for Saturday. Yeah. Are we pitching it? Would you want to give the details? Do you know?
Saturday.
CreatorClash.com. I don't know any details beyond that.
That's pretty much, I guess, all you
need. Yeah, you probably have to just go to CreatorClash.com. Couldn't get CreatorClash.com.
TheCreatorClash.com.
That's the one.
Three easy payments of 1995. If you want to watch Michael and Alex and Eric fight
to the death.
No, I feel like I got to stop the death stuff.
To the death. Murders in the ring.
And then the Patreon stuff. I don't know what it's going to be. We'll figure it out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.